The gospel reading today, we hear St. John the Baptist calling out in the desert to make straight the way of the Lord. And that is exactly the message now that we all have to hear. With just a couple of days left before we celebrate our Lord's coming into this world, it is a matter of making our hearts ready, making way, making straight the way of the Lord, make it smooth, open the heart, in other words, and get everything out of the way that doesn't belong there. We want to have ourselves certainly in the state of grace, but we want to make sure that anything that stands between us and the Lord, we can get out of the way. Some of those things we're going to need to really pray for help with. We all have our various attachments that are very difficult for us to give up. We all have bad habits that are very hard to overcome. Some of them can be relatively easy. Some of them are very, very deeply seated. And so we need to look at our own selves and our own lives, and we need to make sure that we are really being honest with ourselves. We are experts at rationalization and justification. We may as well be Jesuits. We can justify anything. We can rationalize our way around just about anything. We need to be honest with ourselves and be able to say, this isn't right. These things are wrong. I shouldn't be doing this. Rather than trying to find out or try to find excuses as to why it's okay for me to do because. Of course, it'd be wrong for you to do, in my opinion, because, but it's okay for me. No, it's not. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And we have to quit trying to find ways of tap dancing and justifying and rationalizing our way around all these things. And we need to acknowledge that these are things that stand between us and God. It's, again, in our humanness, we fall into this trap that somehow or another, that God, of course, will be very merciful to me, not to those people over there, but he will be to me. Why would he be? If we know that what we're doing is wrong, then we're going to be held responsible for that. Remember, our Lord even said that we are going to have to answer for every single word that comes out of our mouths. Well, if that's the case, what are we going to have to answer to for all of our actions? What are we going to have to answer to for all of the things that we've done or failed to do? So we have to be very clear about this. We also fall into the trap of trying to think that we're better than someone else because our sins aren't as big as theirs, as though somehow that makes ours okay. No, it doesn't. In fact, even though objectively something may be smaller, the farther one is along in the spiritual life, the bigger those things become. And so if God has called you more and more deeply into the spiritual life, you could look at somebody else and be able to think, well, their sins are way bigger than mine, which again, objectively, maybe they are. But the reality is, because we're further along in the spiritual life and we should know better, our sins are actually bigger. So what we're doing might be fairly serious for us, whereas for that other person, it might not even be a sin at all. So there is no justifying. There is no rationalizing. There is no thinking that somehow because I'm me, God's going to be merciful because I'm so wonderful and he's so lucky to have somebody so wonderful as me. It doesn't work. So we don't want to give in to all the temptations to be scrupulous and all of those things. Not at all. But we still do need to be honest. And we need to be able to recognize the areas where we offend God, where we're failing to love God and love our neighbor, where we're judging, as St. Paul talked about in the first reading. These are hard things. Those are very deep things. But that's what God is going to be looking at. So if we've been, if we've been able to root out a lot of the mortal sins and the big things from our lives, praise God. But don't sit back then and think now we're on easy street and we can just coast in. Nope, God's going to ask us to keep going deeper and start looking at some of those smaller things and rooting them out. They're much deeper to get rid of, much more difficult to get rid of than the big ones. The big ones are easier to knock over, but the small ones are dug way, way deep inside. And so we have to dig them out, and it takes a long time and a lot of effort. So if we're going to make straight the way of the Lord, if we're going to make it a smooth thing, and we're going to fill in all the valleys and level all the mountains, that's what we have to look at. What are the areas where our lives need to change? What do we need to get rid of? What do we need to add? What do we need to do differently so that we can truly be serving our Lord and loving Him and those around us?